Warning.
Warning. Warning. Warning. If you're offended by the following words, then you can fuck off. This is Smack Mouth Podcast, where we deserve a smack in the mouth after everything we say. The number one DIY podcast starts.
Yeah. Hello and welcome, Smack Mouth Podcast, episode 12. Eli, the podcast guy next to Mickey Mouse. What's going on?
What, Mickey Mouse, eh?
Hey.
What's up, guys? I'm Eli.
It's been a long one. Day after Halloween, here we are.
Very haggard.
Eli got drunk on like a quart of whiskey last night.
I got shit-faced.
His girlfriend, what was his girlfriend drinking?
Some shit.
A whole lot of liquor they had over there, though.
I don't know. We had gone to Sonic on the way back from the liquor store, and she had this grape slushy that she put some, like, Dragon Ball Z vodka, I don't know.
Nice.
Dragonberry, and that was good. And so we got hammered and went out to the bar.
You guys went to the same bar we ended up trying to go to.
Yeah. There was a line all the way down the block for this fucking bar, and that never happens.
Only on Halloween.
Yeah, man.
And maybe New Year's Eve.
So, here we are, the Haggard episode 12. Got a little hair of the dog to get through the day.
We had to get ourselves a couple of drinks in us. We're feeling a little better already, I think.
So, we go out to the bar, and it starts to get busy, and we're like, this is kind of lame.
Did you guys get there before it got packed?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. What time did you go out?
We got there a little bit after 9 o'clock.
Oh, okay. And, I mean, shit. We were back home by 10, I think, or 9:30, so we probably just missed you guys way there.
Well, see, we went and got
Did you walk?
Yeah.
Yeah, us too.
We went and got some food because, you know, we'd been drinking since like 4:30.
Gotcha.
And we had a beer or whatever, and then so we go get this food, and when we're trying to get back in, it just starts packing out. So we had a group of like 8 or 9 folks with us.
There were 5 of us, and we were like kind of a zombie horde.
Yeah.
It was fun. We were zombies. So what were you for Halloween? For Christmas?
I was Batman.
Santa Claus? You were Batman, and your girlfriend was Catwoman?
Yes.
But originally, she was supposed to be Batman, and you were going to be Catwoman.
Yeah. She didn't like the Batman outfit, the chest plate, and
her boobs too much. Yeah.
So...
to be a woman.
Yeah. So I got a couple pictures. I'll put them up on our Twitter.
Cool.
Just for shigs.
Right on. That's cool. Shigs. That's that shits and gigs.
Shits and gigs.
I like it. This world of texting and shorthand.
Fuck yeah.
New terminology happening all the time. Whatevs.
Yeah. But that got lame. So our group of 8 or 9 people, we just went back to the apartment.
Wait. I can promise you, with that big of a crowd, it didn't get lame. It was just too fucking packed.
Yeah. Well,
you know, it was happening. It was a great turnout. Obviously, they were fucking thrilled. The Hummingbird was making money.
Oh fuck yeah, dude!
Hand over fist.
I guarantee you, they did like $10,000.
Oh no doubt. We made it down to the corner by the fountain and by the bird. And we saw all the commotion. We made it across by the hot dog stand, and we were like, I think we're going to chill on this bench for a minute, see some people walk by, and then maybe we'll just walk back home and continue the festivities there.
That's what we did. We had all this liquor at the apartment. Right? So we,
why let it go to waste?
So, and it was awesome because it was the time change.
Mm-hmm.
So at 2 o'clock.
Did you guys watch it happen?
Yeah.
We saw the clock flip. It was kind of crazy.
Yeah, we were playing Ring of Fire.
Nice.
And I just look at my phone. I'm like, fuck yeah, we got another hour worth of partying.
Hell yeah.
I don't party after 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, right. A friend of mine, he had to work. He had to get up at 4 this morning to be at work. And we were raging pretty hard last night, too. I think he probably passed out on the couch here at like, had to be going on 3.
Yeah.
And shit, he was going to stay up. He had gone to the gas station and gotten a 24-ounce Red Bull and a 5-hour energy, and he was going to just load up on, you know, natural stimulants and try to make it through work at 5 a.m. until 3. But, fuck that.
Yeah.
I would have called it a night long before then.
Yeah. We were, we had some friends on an air mattress in my room, and I just kind of rolled over and fell asleep.
Yeah.
And apparently they stayed up. Till like 5.
Now, was this a couple?
Yeah, they're a married
a married couple,
yeah,
in your room, and you were passed out.
Yeah.
And that didn't make you uncomfortable?
Nah. Oh. Megan was in there.
Oh, okay.
If she'd have joined in on the festivities, I would have.
She would have woke you up for you. Yeah. She would have woke you up for it.
We'd have been all right there.
Yeah, right. Maybe I'd have been pissed, though, if I'd have woke up and saw pictures from the aftermath and they left me passed out, though. That'd be fucking
and they're probably on top of me, too.
Right? And here you are missing it, fucking rubbered. Like,
drool.
Yeah, just like a rubber freaking band. You can't even freaking move.
Yeah, lame.
Like a wet noodle. Yeah, whiskey dick in fucking literal sense. That would have been funny.
But
that would have been messed.
Really. So I'm not drinking like that for a while.
Yeah, it's good to do once in a while, but then you realize why you don't do it so often the next day. You know, you're burnt.
And I'm lucky it wasn't as bad as like it could be.
No shit after drinking that much whiskey. I mean, when I do that, if I drink anything over like a fucking few shots, I feel that still in me the next morning. My eyeballs, my pupils are tiny like pinholes the next morning, and everything is just like...
And you wish there was a pool to just fall into.
I know, or to drink, because you can't get enough freaking liquid. Whiskey dries me up bad.
It probably dries a lot of folks up.
Yeah, dude. My cousin actually has a bad reaction. He drinks whiskey. He likes it. I mean, at the cabin for hunting season, he'll always sit there and he'll drink, you know, Jack and Coke. And we'll always, you know, go to the bar and do a couple shots of whiskey or shots of whatever. But when he starts getting into, I think it's the bourbon, what does it to him, like Jim Beam.
Yeah.
He just breaks out into red, splotchy patches all over his face.
He's allergic. That's what that is.
He drinks it anyway.
That's allergies.
Is it?
Yeah.
And he breaks out into sweats.
One of my favorite is bands, Every Time I Die, their singer, he gets like that every time he drinks.
Really?
And there's videos.
Any kind of alcohol?
Yeah.
My cousin gets just extremely red when she drinks any kind of alcohol.
Yeah. That's allergies. They're allergic.
That's crazy. Or maybe it's like, maybe it thins their blood so much that it.
There's a video online of Keith Buckley, like, in hour increments, and it shows, like, his red splotchiness getting worse.
Really?
By the end of it, he can't even, like, hold his eyes open because they're almost swollen.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Speaking of this whiskey drinking, did you ever see that video that went viral? I think it was all over Facebook. You probably did see it. This freaking hipster guy with a mustache out there by a frozen lake.
Yeah,
tips up the bottle of Jack Daniels with a straw in it, and that was a fucking what? That was a fifth.
Yeah,
he downed this son of a bitch like it was nothing, like it was a beer.
Screw that!
I bet you he blacked out drunk. 20 minutes later. Blacked out. Probably had to go to the hospital and get his stomach pump. That's almost a lethal fucking amount that quickly.
What are you more apt to drink in that way, like whiskey or bourbon or whatever? What's your favorite kind?
Like, it depends. If I'm at a whiskey bar or something where, you know, like back in Michigan, there was this bar called Stella's, and we liked that place. It had like over 200 whiskeys on the wall to choose from. So it was kind of neat. We'd go there and kind of sort of sip. Try different, you know, different shots of whiskey. You get different hints of spices and grains and malts. So it was kind of, I liked the whiskey, different malt whiskeys. So sipping whiskey, definitely. I'm not a bourbon, I don't enjoy the charred bourbon barrel flavor.
The barrel flavor.
However, when you mix it with a stout beer, like if you have a bourbon barrel stout, delicious and fucking strong.
I've got turned on to this shit. It's called Two Gingers. It's Irish whiskey.
Okay.
It's so fucking delicious.
Really?
Like, I mix that with Sprite, and you can... It's cool, because, like, you can
like
just...
Like a whiskey sweet?
Yeah, you can just pour,
does it have
like
a ginger hint?
Sort of, yeah.
Nice.
It's really tasty. You can... what I do is I pour a couple fingers, and then just top it off with Sprite. Mm-hmm. Don't have to mix it or nothing, and it's...
Nice.
So good.
That sounds good.
And that's what I was drinking last night. I think I drank...
Oh, you weren't just drinking straight whiskey out the bottle.
No.
Gotcha. I thought you were really hardcore last night.
Not like that.
All right. Well, you were still hardcore drinking damn near a bottle of whiskey out of your own.
Yeah.
Jesus.
There's a little bit less than a quarter of that bottle.
Yeah. I didn't drink a whole lot, but I really had a good time. It was awesome. Halloween was fun. Really.
Oh, yeah. Last night was probably the best Halloween in a while.
I'd agree. It was the only one on a Saturday I can remember for a long time.
Well, see, we did it like how you would do it for Halloween. You might want to press stop.
Nah, we're good. We got two more beds to play.
There's two more? All right, cool. Just making sure.
We're good.
But Fuck, what was I saying? Oh, yesterday. You know, like, when you're a kid, you kind of, you'll wake up on Halloween or whatever day you're going trick-or-treating. You're going to wear your costume all day.
Right. You go to school in it and stuff and whatever.
Well, we partied all day yesterday. So it was like, we did it like we were kids, but as adults.
Right.
So
yeah. That's it was awesome. Fun. You guys should have gone trick-or-treating all drunk.
No, dude. Oh, God. Get off my doorstep, you drunk bitch.
How old were you when you quit going trick-or-treating?
Like 11.
I think I was 11, too-ish. And then I would go out on Halloween, obviously, but it wasn't to trick-or-treat. It was to cause mischief.
Exactly.
You know, we always got into stuff. Like, toilet papering was always fun. I never got into eggs because you get a vandalism charge for that.
I started scaring trick-or-treaters.
Nice.
Instead of going trick-or-treating.
I think when I was about 15, I stayed home like when I was 15 and 16, and I handed out candy. And then after we handed out candy to trick-or-treaters, we go out and like we hit this place called Devil's Road. It was this boondocks area out in kind of the country out by, you know, where I grew up in small town Styx, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And you go out to this road, there was a satanic cult that had their base out there in a church.
Right.
The church had been burnt down. For years, you know. Yeah, all right.
I'm good, man.
I thought you were having like a hangover seizure or something.
No, I'm good. All right.
So anyway, we go out there. This church had been burned down for years. There was still weird shit going on out there, though. People, I don't know if it was people. Yeah, it had to be people. There was like a dead goat hanging in a tree with its throat slit, like sacrifice-looking shit out there. And so,
Sexy. Yeah,
people would go out there and, you know, hang out, wait for freaky shit to happen. But you would stare at a certain point in the road, and this can happen everywhere. It's just like a mirage. But it's almost like you're tripping. You stare at a certain focal point on the road and, like, stare at one rock 20 feet ahead of the car.
Uh-huh.
And you just look for a while. And the road starts to sort of feel like it's moving on you. And it kind of feels like it's a treadmill style.
Right.
And that happens. I mean, you can make that happen anywhere, really.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, if you try.
Well, that's a lot of what they would call, like, the gravity hills of the world.
Sure, yeah.
You know, where, like, it's just the way the road is. It makes you think that you're moving.
Your mind plays tricks on you, yeah. So that's what we'd go out there and wait for the roads to start freaking around, and then we'd drink our beers on the dead-end road with a campfire going.
Yeah.
It was always just a good time out there, and, you know.
There's a
legend shit, scary stuff.
Out in, like, Twiggs County or whatever, around here in Macon, they have this area. It's called Lost Roads, and they have a gravity hill out there, and then there's a old plantation house that they call Looney Larry's.
We had a Looney Larry in my hometown.
Yeah. Looney Larry's is crazy because you pull up and there's like a small cemetery.
Yeah.
With like 200-year-old gravestones. And it's really small. There might be like 20 little plots in there.
Is it like on public land?
No, you'll get in trouble going out there. So you have to go late. And you really got to be careful because once it's late and that road is so long, it's easy to get lost out there.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
And down near the end, past what they call Looney Larry's, is a church that in Civil War times was like they used for a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of like little urban legends and myths going on out there in Twiggs County. But for anybody that knows Twiggs County, I swear to you, vampires and anything that you can think of probably live.
Yeah,
out there because that place is crazy.
Chupacabras and all that shit.
There's apparently some witch grave.
Really?
Like in the 1800s, these townspeople killed this woman and buried her out in the swamp. you know that long part of 96 out going to the country where it's like kind of swampy?
Right.
It's somewhere out in there.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool. We should go looking at that sometime.
Yeah, we need to try. Do you, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Chippewa County, Wisconsin, it's like a small town called Stanley. That's right in the middle of Wisconsin.
Did y'all have any kind of like urban legend or anything going on out there?
Aside from that cult that I was telling you about, when I was a child, actually, it was kind of crazy. When I was young, on Halloween, there was a kind of like an Amber Alert, not really Amber Alert, but a warning to watch out because this cult was known to want to recruit blonde-haired, blue-eyed little boys. And I had blonde hair and blue eyes at that time. What kind of blue, you know? And so, you know, mom and dad were always like, you know, you can't go out trick-or-treating without blah, 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 without a supervision. Yeah. And so that was kind of the white van with one headlight, you know, running around looking for little boys.
Yeah.
I don't know if there was any truth to it, but it was a legend, and it was supposedly from that cult that burnt down, that church burnt down out on Devil's Road.
In Swainsboro, we had a troll.
A troll, really?
Yeah, that lived under a bridge.
Speaking of trolls, tell me about your troll, and then I've got one for you.
I don't know like the entire story, but apparently there was this troll that lived under this bridge. And, you know, it's kind of off in the woods, dirt road type shit.
Did he
but,
like to eat billy goats?
Probably. But apparently, this troll, they used to say, like, you could park half your car on the bridge, half of your car on the road. So the front of your car is on the bridge.
Yeah.
And you get out and you leave it running with the headlights on.
Yeah.
Once you get to the end of the bridge and you come back, the keys are on the hood of the car and everything's turned off. That's the urban legend. We never did it because whatever. I don't believe in trolls.
I don't either. You know, so. There. Have you ever heard of snipe hunting?
Yeah,
that was an urban thing, urban legend type thing that we did. My uncle got us into snipe hunting. They would all, you know, line us up in a field with gunny sacks, and they'd fucking flick rocks through the field as we're walking with the bags, and they'd try to get them through the damn bag. Oh, there's one! There's one! Because they're tiny little invisible fucking things running through the grass. That was a fun legend. Okay, but your troll, my Sasquatch.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it was a Sasquatch. Don't know if it was a Yeti. Didn't see a body. Didn't see a hair. But I saw footprints. And this is crazy. Okay, out in my hometown, there's an elk park and a deer park that is kind of in the rural area, really. I mean, there's deer out there and everything. So anyway, this one snowy day, we got out of school early because, fuck, it was snowing like 6 inches. And so here we are, driving, doing shitties in the parking lot at the Elk Park, you know, putting the car in reverse. It was front-wheel drive, right? So we throw the shit in reverse, and we'd go and crank the wheel, and there you go. You're spinning in circles, right? So anyway, it's like going on, and well, we got out of the car because I saw something really weird. And it was a fucking footprint that was the size of, it was probably a foot and a half long. I mean, it was a huge footprint. And it was sunk down into the snow, and I could see the imprints. It wasn't a shoe. It wasn't a foot or boot print, I mean. So
a boot?
A boot. It's a boot this time. No. Here we are looking at this footprint, and like I said, about a foot and a half long, and it's got toes. And the toes were fucking huge, like 2 inches in diameter-ish.
Yeah.
So the Bigfoot track that I saw, this is why I say it's Bigfoot track, because it was big, huge, barefoot toes. It even had, like, dew claws coming out its fucking heel. It had fucking big claws coming out its toes. It was just, you know, it had to be either a Bigfoot or a Yeti. And the tracks went through the fucking parking lot, all the way down across into the fucking ditch. It was what I think is a Bigfoot. And like I was saying, they find these new species every day, all the time, in all these huge forests in like the Amazon and in the redwoods in Washington. And, you know, they're finding orangutan-like hair, and they're seeing footprints. They've got molds and casts of this stuff.
Yeah.
And they some found of
them
scat.
Some of them they've got that are like actually have like what would be fingerprints, but on the toes.
Yeah,
I forget what those things are called, but
you can't
fake those,
right?
You know, they have moldings and casts.
I mean, they've got Bigfoot poop with weird stuff in the stool that they can't really explain.
Bigfoot shit.
Yeah, who gives a Bigfoot shit?
So I
do believe in Yeti and Bigfoot. That's my urban legend. Sorry.
Our local ghost people that do like the paranormal investigations.
Not the Middle Georgia Ghostbusters.
No. Okay. Those guys are for play. Right. I'm talking about like.
Right.
I'm talking about the guys that actually do paranormal investigations.
Okay.
I'm going to have them at the house, man.
Up to your place?
Yeah.
We'll bring them down here too, see if they can find anything. They have like. Can I ask you something? Do they have like EVPs and.
Yeah, they do all
legit
that.
Shit?
Yeah.
Nice.
So. I'm going to tell you a weird story that happened to us last night. So cool. I told you we had the married couple in our room.
Right.
And me and Megan were in there. We had a girl sleeping on the couch in the living room. And some point in the night, we were just yelling at her because we were all fucking drunk. And somebody asked her a question, and a man's voice answered.
Everybody heard it?
Yes, everybody in my room fucking heard it. A man's voice answered the question, and we were like, Taylor, are you alone in there? And she was like, yeah, no one else is here. And we were like, ah. But nice. I mean, it was plain as day.
That's
like,
crazy. What was the question?
I don't remember.
What was the answer?
Yeah. That was the answer.
Yeah. Sounds like he was Dutch or something.
Megan, do you remember what we were asking? Megan's here, by the way, and so is Nicole.
Yeah, both of our the others women's, are here. Our women are here.
The bitches are holding it down.
Yeah.
Can't remember the question.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't like a serious question.
I mean, do you think asking these paranormal entities that we have around here questions with EVP and interacting with them that way is just as, I guess, taboo or spooky as a Ouija board communicating with them?
I'll use a Ouija board. I would too. I'm not scared.
I'm not either, but people say no. People say it's taboo as shit. It's evil. It opens up a portal and lets other entities through, I guess. I don't know if I buy that, but
I don't know. I want to do that one day at least. I wish we had like a carry around recorder and we could just do our own investigations.
Yeah. Well, but, I mean, it takes some really sensitive shit. And if you have an infrared camera, that's what you really want to work with as far as set the infrared up. You can get heat signatures. Yeah. And when a ghost walks by, it gets a blue spot, right? It's cold.
Yeah. I thought it was funny because we asked Taylor something, and if there was, like, say if there was something else living up in that apartment, we probably annoyed the living hell out of them last night. So, like, that fucking ghost was just like, the fucking ghost was like, I've got the energy now to tell these people to shut the fuck up.
Right.
Like, but I didn't even tell anybody this morning, and I thought I was, like, having like dehydration vision or something. Yeah. But I saw a shadowy figure in my room.
Oh yeah.
It was that same tall fucker I've seen walk around.
Well, then you know it wasn't fucking delirium. It was totally a spirit entity. You know? Yeah, I've seen the guy in your window up there. I've looked up and seen him in your apartment window. I think I caught a picture of him one time in the apartment window.
That's neat.
And I can't find the picture. He was a tall, skinny old man with glasses and like in an old school suit looking thing. Yeah. And he had like a top hat on.
Well, see, what weirds me out is this thing that
not a top hat, but like a hat.
The thing that I see and the
huh?
It's probably the man that we bought the house from.
It might be the previous owner. It's not Powell. It's not the.
He was with glasses and he loved.
No way. This is an old man, like from the 40s. I mean,
I don't know. The thing that I've seen and that my other roommate has seen is unnaturally fucking tall.
There's a lot of stuff that happens in that apartment.
Shadows can play tricks on you, too.
There's fucking growls that come out of nowhere.
That's what Eli told me. Growls was crazy. We need a couple more microphones. This sucks.
Yeah, we do.
You know, really, it would be nice if we could all be talking.
Yeah.
Shit, more the merrier, in my opinion.
But yeah, we do. We have heard growls. We've seen things. Megan's had people talking to her that weren't there.
Have you ever, like, you've heard the answers? You've heard them? Yeah, you've heard them actually talk to you?
I've been in the shower a few times, and there will be just people, like, saying things. I can make out some words, but it's like, they're having a conversation.
Okay.
And then, I mean, I've been to the point, or like I'd be walking somewhere, and I thought someone was right behind me talking to me. So
really?
Like, did you say something? Or Eli, did you ask me something? And they look at me like I'm freaking insane. And, I mean, I hear shit all the time, especially in the shower, though. I've heard jingle bells in there before. I've heard just fucking people carrying on conversations, but it's like it's muted. It's like it's underwater.
Oh yeah.
That's what it feels. That's what it sounds like. So you can't really make out what they're saying.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like a conversation.
Right. That's crazy though. Jesus. You know how?
That is insane.
That's really insane.
It's weird. I've heard everybody say the disembodied voice phenomenon at the apartment, but
yeah.
That. What's the first time last night I've ever heard it? And we were freaked out.
That would freak me out, too. Especially if this thing's growling at you.
I'm more sensitive to that kind of stuff. Like, we have friends who... I can't go over to their house anymore.
Just oh, yeah?
Because, I mean, when I go in there, I feel like I'm honestly gonna die. Or
so you get, like, a bad anxiety come over you or something?
I get terrible anxiety. And, like, so Eli and I finally made the decision, like, we just wouldn't go over there. But I think a lot of that is also people's negative energy.
Okay.
Lets out a lot of bad stuff that may have happened.
You know,
all these houses.
Oh, I mean, any.
Old,
yeah.
And who knows what has happened in them over the years. So I think, you know, certain people that we hang out with, you know,
bring it around
they
a little
bring
extra.
Bring it around themselves, and it's a little bit more.
Right.
But, I mean, even in my old apartment, I used to wake up screaming from having these, like, really vivid, terrible nightmares.
No kidding.
And,
wow.
Like, just wake up crying in the middle of the night.
Eli, she might be a little psycho. I mean, psychic.
That same place that she's talking about, we used to go over there once a week, and we would play Cards Against Humanity.
Oh, that's a fun game, isn't it?
Yeah. And so I was sitting near the door one night, and, well, we all kind of always just sat in the same spot, but mine was at the end of the table with my back to the door, closest to the door.
Uh-huh.
And so we hear this knock on the door, and we're like, come in. And nobody comes in, so we're like, okay, whatever. Knock again. And so I get up, and I open up the door. Well, for one, there's nobody on the other side of the door.
Right.
And two, whatever's knocking on the door grabs the door out of my hand and slams the door shut. And
wow.
Yeah, and in that same apartment, one night Megan was just tired, so she left early, and we were still there. So we all get to talking about, like, this creepy shit and aliens and whatnot, conspiracies.
Right.
And something fucking as tall as me, at least, like, hit me in the shoulder, and it was, like, super cold.
Oh, shit.
It was like being checked, like when someone body checks you.
Oh, shit.
That's exactly what it was like, and it was fucking cold.
That's
it was
crazy.
It was like a really cold-ass air cannon had just...
I was probably 17. We were young, and we were hanging out at my cousin's land. They had land out in the country somewhere, right?
Uh-huh.
And so we were out there having a campfire. It was October. It was a cool night. It was starting to get a little gloomy. Campfire was going. The wind started blowing really hard, right? And then we're talking about this guy who went missing out here in the woods. And, I mean, it wasn't in these woods at their land, but it was really close.
Yeah.
Probably within the 10-mile radius, he was missing. He was never found. And so we're talking about that story, about what happened, you know, what could have happened to him, where he might be, if he got lost hunting, or if he fell somewhere and hurt himself. Who knows what happened, you know? We were just kind of philosophizing what could have happened to that guy out there a couple years ago.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, my cousin, she went, like, she flew backwards. She was sitting on a cooler full of beer, and my cousin flew backwards and went smack down on her back on the ground. Legs went up in the air. We're like, what the fuck? We were laughing our asses off.
You,
like,
drunk bitch.
Yeah, you're tipsy. You gotta fucking quit drinking. Ha ha. She's bawling her eyes out, and she's like, who the fuck did that to me? We're like, what the fuck are you talking about, you crazy fucker? You're fucking drunk. And she's crying, frantic. And she's like, no, someone choked me. I mean, something grabbed her from around the neck from behind and yanked her back off of the fucking cooler onto the ground from her throat.
Yikes.
That was Lindsay. And it freaked the shit out of her, right? And as she was so frantic and freaked out, it made us freaked out. You know, I'm getting goosebumps right now just telling you the story, because what I'm about to tell you really freaked me out. It might have been coincidence, but in my experience, it wasn't coincidence. We all decided, okay, let's get the hell out of here. Let's put the fire out. Let's get going. This is creepy.
Yeah.
So we get in the cars, and my car didn't want to crank up. Then it cranked up, and we get down the fucking drive to their road to put the gate up. And as soon as the gate gets up, we pull out of the road and driving. And all of a sudden, my headlights and taillights and everything just went out. You know, flick, flick, flickered, and then out.
Yeah.
And what then happened, like, my friends behind me, they said that my fucking car just disappeared.
Yeah.
They were not far behind me. I mean, their headlights were on. I could see them, but I had nothing in front of me, nothing in back of me as far as light was going. You know, in that rear view, you can see your taillights.
Yeah.
You can see your headlights, obviously. And they were gone. The taillights were gone. I couldn't see anything but darkness. And, like, the yellow line. And so when we get to their house outside of my cousin's house, they were like, dude, your fucking car, you were gone. What the fuck? Where'd you go? I was like, what are you fucking talking about? My headlights went out. It was crazy and scary as shit, but I was nowhere else but on the road. They're like, dude, your car disappeared. You were gone.
No car.
Yeah. They couldn't see the reflection of anything. No taillights, no tag, no mirror reflections. I mean, who knows what the fuck was going on there?
Did your butthole hurt later?
No, but maybe we drove through an energy field like the Bermuda Triangle or something. Look, I've had two beers.
The Bermuda Triangle.
And, yeah, 3 hours sleep, so eat my dick.
So, I may have told this before, but we had this place out where I grew up. They used to call it Hill House.
I don't think you did say that
before.
Or
Hell House, whatever, but...
You're telling me about Gravity Road.
Yeah. Okay, well, out where I grew up, our local little haunted house area was Hill House.
Yeah.
And that's like a legitimate, like, Amityville horror story where this dude fucking flips his shit, takes a shotgun to his whole family.
Oh, man.
And then does it to himself. But, like, we went out there one night, and there's a rocking chair, and, like... soaked in blood, like stained, still there from that, I guess, where like he had like killed someone.
That's crazy.
And the legends from that place is like you can't take anything from Hill House or like you're fucked.
Really?
Like, I know a guy told me that he took like a piece of paper from a drawer and on the way leaving that, like just out of nowhere, his back windshield just smashed.
No shit.
And I've seen this. I saw this one picture where a bunch of people went out there and they took a picture on the porch, standing on the porch.
Yeah.
And like half the house isn't really even there. It doesn't even have a roof or anything anymore.
Okay.
And there's nothing out back. And, you know, just lights behind them coming through the window.
Right.
You know, it's weird shit, man.
It is weird shit. There's a couple of haunted houses out in the country by me, too, like old-ass abandoned places.
Yeah.
In between my hometown and the consolidated town next to us, which is we're called Stanley Boyd, and that's like a 6-mile split in the country that you got to drive through to get to Boyd.
Right.
Boyd is just a village, but once you get to 12 or to 6th grade, you got to commute over to Stanley for school. So it's a Stanley Boyd school district consolidated shit. Anyway, when... you go through Stanley to Boyd, halfway through there's this old house that is just, you know, I mean, spooky looking.
Yeah.
A couple of my friends used to say, oh yeah, there's this place is just fucking haunted like crazy. Well, one day we stopped out there because they were like, I was like, yeah, right, you guys are full of shit, you've never even been in this place. We went in the place, and dude, oh my god, every corner you walked around, it seemed like something was fucking just spooky shit jumping out at you, like a shadow or something crazy. But it was just probably legendary, you know, psych you out in your head type shit. That,
well, see, I would rather stuff like that happen than that burning on the back of your neck where you feel,
dude,
like someone's like looking at you.
Totally.
I cannot stand that fucking feeling.
I know. But, you know, just because a house looks spooky and gives you
eerie
vibes
doesn't mean that
it is haunted. Yeah.
As an antidote to the Looney Larry house,
they
were remodeling that shit.
Right.
Like,
okay.
We walked in and there's paint buckets and fucking ladders and shit. So
right. There you go.
I do think I saw an alien when I was in college, though.
I've seen UFOs. I don't think I've ever seen an alien.
This was not flying.
No. Like a creature?
Alien
entity?
So I was delivering pizza back then. God, my fucking life. Anyways, so like out going down the country, like a little ways away, I saw this tall white thing walk out in front of me across the road. And a quarter of a mile up the road, I see my reflection of my car. And it was like if you took a shiny 18-wheeler and set it in the middle of the road, perpendicular to the road where it takes up the whole road. And, like, I'm looking at myself, basically. So I'm like, fuck, I'm about to crash. Like, I'm going to go head first into whatever this is. And so, like, I threw my arms up and like, kind of closed my eyes a little bit.
Yeah.
But nothing happened. It was really fucking weird. It was almost
crazy. Like an apparition?
Yeah. But it was weird to, like, see myself.
Oh, I bet.
Like, I'm about to run into myself head first, you know.
Yeah, crazy.
It was weird.
Yeah, that is weird. Man. Hey, speaking of all these ghost stories, my wife, who's sitting right here, yeah, tell us your ghost story about the universe or the Georgia military, or no, Georgia College State University at the dorm room that they were trying to remodel, or the hall that they were trying to remodel. Get up close to the mic because we can't hear you.
Georgia College.
Talk louder, closer to it.
At Georgia College and State University.
Yeah.
We have Bell Hall. And in Bell Hall, a long, long time ago. Okay, well, let me tell you how I found out about the story.
Yeah, what happened?
I was driving home. I was driving to class one day, and it was early, and I saw a girl standing in a mirror in the window up in Bell Hall.
Uh-huh.
Well, I knew Bell Hall was empty.
Is Bell Hall, was that a dorm?
It's a dorm room, and my friend in college lived in Bell Hall.
All right.
But for some reason, they were never able to renovate the very top level of Bell Hall.
Okay.
Every time they would get construction guys to go in, they would be overwhelmed with, like, feelings of sadness. Kind of like what she was talking about earlier, you know.
Where she gets that anxiety feeling when it's...
Yeah, right. Well, these were a bunch of hardcore construction guys that kept getting that, and they were like, you know, we just can't do it. I mean, we got grown-ass men up here crying.
Right.
You know, something ain't right. So, when I went to my class, I told my professor, I was like, I thought the upstairs in Bell Hall was empty. And he was like, it is. And I was like, dude, I just rode by there, and there was a girl standing up there looking out the window. I was like, they must be going to start renovating.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, no, Nicole, they're not. I'll talk to you after class about it. So, after class, I went to his office, and he told me the story of the girl who was in college. It was all women's college back then. Of course, it's co-ed now, but back then it was just all women.
Right.
And one of the girls found out that she was pregnant by one of the upstanding citizens of Milledgeville, Georgia.
Okay.
When he found out, she told him, and he didn't want, you know, anybody to find out that he got her pregnant while they weren't married, because back in the day, you know, that was bad shit.
Especially down here.
Right,
in the South.
Of course, in the Bible Belt. So, he didn't want anybody to know about all that. So, what he did was he broke it off, and he told her that, you know, she had to handle it the best that she could.
Okay.
She ended up committing suicide upstairs in Bell Hall.
Really?
And now, if you go to Bell Hall, even now, to this day, you cannot go upstairs. It has never been renovated, and it will never be renovated.
Because they just can't get a crew to go through it without becoming overwhelmed with fucking emotions.
Exactly.
And
her sadness was so vast that it just kind of takes over.
Right? Well, that's crazy. You know, I mean, shit. I do believe in spirits and ghosts and trapped souls taunted by fucking not being able to get over the loop they're in.
I believe that when you go through something so traumatic like that, you don't find your peace. And
right,
death
sure.
Death is peace. So, you know, that's the whole ordeal, is you get stuck here because you can't find your peace.
Sure. Yeah. Cool. Good story.
Did y'all watch the first season of American Horror Story?
Watched the first season. Loved it.
Okay.
Second season was okay.
So
this one sucks.
The daughter. I like this one. But
wait. I mean, we watched. What's the new one on Netflix? It's
the newest one is
Circus
Freak Show.
Freak Show. It was, I was kind of getting into it, but it's like, ugh.
Well, do y'all remember when the girl died and she didn't know she was dead? And then what's-his-face showed her her body?
Yeah.
I kind of feel like now that's kind of the case. Like, these people die and don't even know it.
Yeah, that might be a big
part of it. Isn't that fucking weird to think about?
Yeah, but you know what else? Like, in American Horror Story, the first season, speaking of, I kind of expected the second season to go through another family or another somebody moving into that same house and being same stuck as a ghost, you know?
Yeah.
Because that's what happens when you go to that house. You get stuck there as a ghost because you're dead after that. You die the house, you stay there.
Yeah,
stuck
you
as
die,
a ghost.
You dead, you stay.
So I was a fan of the first season. I really liked it. You know what I like about the show is that they have pretty much the same cast throughout every season, you know? And it's just different scenarios and different characters. That's what I like about
it. This new one doesn't have Jessica Lange.
Which one? Oh, really?
But other than that...
that's crazy to think.
Other than that, like, everybody else is in it.
She's a staple. She's one of them. I mean, she's a staple in that show.
Not anymore.
That's crazy.
All right, so fuck all this shit. Let's get into some odd news.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
We're having a good time talking about Halloween.
We are.
Halloween past.
We are, but we can move it along.
All right, fuck it. Odd news it is. What do we got for our first story? You gotta give us a little teaser.
Walmart.
Walmart. That's all you need to say, buddy.
And more.
Wait, and more and what? Walmart and what, buddy?
And more people getting off at Walmart with merchandise.
Oh. Oh.
Smack Mouth Podcast. Smack Mouth Podcast.
Episode 12, the most unprofessional podcast. See what I mean?
Totally. It's on autopilot. Look, that's what happens when you rage hard the night before a podcast.
Oh, well. Teen caught making love to stuffed horse in Walmart.
Ooh, oh, God.
Yeah.
A teen?
A teen.
You can't. You got to blame the hormones, man.
Give me some sexy music, Tom. Out your mouth, son.
Mouth.
Florida teen was caught yesterday using a stuffed horse to masturbate in a Walmart in Brooksville, Florida, about 50 miles north of Tampa.
I gotta stop because I want to hear this story.
The Smoking Gun reports that 19-year-old Sean Johnson went to the store's comforter section and used the toy to masturbate before placing it back on the shelf among the other items.
At least buy the fucking thing.
He left the store and was promptly arrested in the parking lot. I'll tell you. Okay. At approximately 14:20 hours, the defendant, Sean Johnson, selected a brown, tan, and red stuffed horse from the clearance shelf in the garden department. The defendant then proceeded to the comforter aisle in housewares and proceeded to pull out his genitals, which were in an aroused state. This dude had a boner. The defendant then proceeded to hold the stuffed horse's chest area to his genitals and proceeded to hump the stuffed horse and using short, fast movements.
He humped the horse. Did he poke a hole in it?
I guess so. The defendant continued his action until he achieved orgasm and ejaculated on the stuffed horse chest area.
That's fucked. And then put the thing back on the fucking shelf.
Yep.
That's fucking disgusting.
And once he was done with it, he stuck it back on top of a bed in a bag, which is a comforter set.
Oh, my God. You know what we need to do, Eli?
Yes.
We need to make a sounder that says, "That's fucked."
I agree.
Like a group shout. That's fucked.
You know, it's something about fucking Walmart, dude.
It really is.
Have you ever noticed that, like, you go to Walmart at any time of night, and there's always someone with, like, this weird leg disorder hobbling around like a fucking...
I'll say that's fucking every store that's open 24 hours. Anything that's open past midnight, dude, you see a lot of the weirdos come out after dark. That's the truth.
No, the biggest problem at Walmart is not just the crazy fucks, because, of course, there are a lot of those.
Right.
But... when you got 500-pound fucking people driving around in those little damn shopping carts, and then you got kids fucking coming in and rampaging the place. First of all, everybody goes to Walmart because that's where you get everything.
Right.
You know?
So it does. It is. Everything is as cheap as it can get at Walmart.
Exactly.
And then they offer you incentives.
You got damn savings catcher shit.
Right.
So that's why everybody goes to Walmart. And unfortunately, Walmart gets a bad rep because there are trash among us.
Right. Well, but yeah.
That's just going to happen because there's so many people that go to that fucking store.
But you see the same shit at Kroger. You see the same shit at Piggly Wiggly. If it's open late, you're going to have those people in sweats and fucking, you know, just
exactly.
Rolled out of bed.
24 hours, you're not going to see your boss out there at 3 o'clock in the morning while you're trying to buy a gallon of milk.
Right, but why the fuck?
You're
going to
see that fat ass 500-pound guy riding around that damn shopping cart when he should be walking.
That's true. I think, you know... These people do abuse the scooters. I mean, people who aren't feeling fucking the people with hip problems, bone problems, muscle problems, like my mother-in-law, your mom, she needs the scooter in order to go long distances walking, you know, throughout the whole store. That's going to wear on her hips and her knees. But as it comes to someone who's just fat and lazy, get the fuck up, walk through the store, maybe, yes, you know, quit fucking rascaling her around. Just get off your lazy ass, walk down to the fucking bread aisle, and burn those carbs off. You know, shit, I don't know.
Okay, this is awesome.
What do you got there?
Okay, so the internet is out over here.
Right.
And we've talked about this before, that I produced this show from my phone.
Right.
Luckily, I've got a story right here because of help. Star Wars villain Emperor Palpatine wins seat on Ukrainian city council. Star Wars villain Emperor Palpatine.
Awesome.
Odessa, Ukraine, October 30th. A man running for a Ukrainian city council seat under the name of Emperor Palpatine, the villain from Star Wars films, won the more than 54% of votes.
Well, that's awesome.
Alexander Borovic, who is 25 years old, which is awesome, mm-hmm. who used the Sith Lord's name and costume in his campaign for the Odessa City Council, was one of nearly 50 candidates in the election to use names taken from Star Wars films. Borovic, who identified himself as holding the position of Emperor for LLC Palpatine Finance Group, won more than 54% of votes for his seat.
Well, it looks like there's a trick to fucking winning elections. Just dress up like your favorite movie character.
Yeah. It's I mean, apparently this place in the Ukraine has gotten a lot of attention because, you know, the new Star Wars movie and whatnot.
Right.
It's going to be coming out next month. And I really wish we had the internet.
I do, too. You think I don't? Because, I mean, that's a big chunk of our preparation for this year.
Yeah.
But we've had no shortage of shit to talk about.
Exactly.
You know, shit. We've had an interesting week.
This whole election, it's coming after, you know, a guy gets arrested as Chewbacca.
Right.
Yeah, and, you know, they arrested him because he couldn't produce identification documents, so.
That's bullshit. That's just like, and, that's a bullshit fucking way to harass somebody. You don't have any fucking ID? Okay, you're a vagrant.
Yeah.
Come on. I left my wallet at home, dude.
Yeah. You know, like, when the last election and people were showing up dressed as Big Bird and all this other mess.
Oh, yeah, that's like, right. Those it's like they're making a mockery of our system like that.
You know, I mean, I understand this, but this is why we have Halloween, you guys. You don't dress up as Big Bird to
at the fucking to debates go vote. Or at the fucking polls.
You dress up as Big Bird to go take your kids trick-or-treating or...
Or if you're just having a costume party. But you damn sure... Come on, there's an appropriate... That's inappropriate. It's making a mockery of our fucking system, honestly. And our system is enough of a joke. It really is. I mean, Jesus Christ. The mainstream media is making every fucking Republican candidate out to be an idiot. Donald Trump is my vote because he is telling everything the way it is. He may not be the fucking most experienced person as far as, you know, in politics, he has no experience. But in politics, he has, you know, he might have no experience in politics, but he has experience in running the fucking businesses that he's run for 40 years, you know?
Yeah. And he got to where he is from doing shady shit, which is what every president does already.
There's bound to be some shady shit in his past, but he tells it how it is. That's what I like about him. And like I was saying, he might not be the most experienced politician because he has no real politics experience, but he can fucking run a company.
Yeah.
I think he can get us out of debt because he's gone from fucking broke to billions, you know?
I was a part of a bit of a social experiment on Friday.
What was this?
All right, so we get this delivery, right? And it was online. So apparently these people thought I was the internet, but they like ordered, because they want their fucking Papa points and to make our lives miserable, they got like four different orders, all supposed to be there at one time, which wouldn't have happened anyways because we're not allowed to take more than two.
Oh, really?
And
from an online order or from any order?
Well, I mean, as a driver, like you can't take a triple. You can take a double.
And then you got to come back to get more pies.
Or whoever's behind you will take them.
Is that because of the fact that they're not going to be as fresh or because you don't want to get robbed?
Well, it's our customer service specifications that they think that like if we're taking a triple, the third order will be late. And we won't run our numbers. It's bullshit. It's contrived.
It's statistics.
Yeah.
It's bull. Yeah.
Because it used to be I could take six different Geico orders at one time and there'd be no issue.
Right.
But anyways, so this fucking dumb bitch forgets to time the order out. So naturally, what do? We make the fucking order. We take the fucking pizza. I'm sorry.
That's cool.
But
you want to rant? You rant.
Yeah. So I get there, and they're telling me I'm wrong because I'm early, and I'm like, well, no, you guys didn't time the order. I'm not psychic.
Right, yeah, right.
You place the order, it's not timed, so I did my job. I did my part of the bargain, you know. So they called my manager and told them I was rude to them. And
For explaining to them that you did everything the way that you were supposed to?
I'm rude. Were because,
you being, I mean, honestly, between you and me, were you being?
I mean, I was a little rude, but
like
this
short.
This is only after they fucking poked the bear enough to like
to
tell
make
me
have
I'm wrong
about it.
Yeah,
right.
to tell me I'm wrong when I've explained in the nicest way many times that they didn't put a time for the order. So it got sent to us, it got made, it got out. So I told them, you know, we were here in 20 minutes. Like,
as soon as your pizza was done, we left with it.
Exactly. And so they called my manager and said I was being rude. And it just further proves my point that I tell people all the time. I'm told I'm a jackass or an asshole or a dickhead or whatever because I told them the truth. That's people don't want to hear the truth. They don't want to admit that they're wrong.
Especially if they're a paying customer.
Yes.
God, no. They are always right no matter what.
Everybody's up in arms because fucking maybe while everything Trump says isn't exactly all the way true, you know, Mexicans being rapists and shit. It
might not be true, right. But he's not politically correct.
No.
He blasts.
But that's why people get up in arms and say all this shit about him is because he says what he feels.
Right. And that's the thing that's fucking ruining our fucking country is people are pussyfooting around. Oh, don't offend this group. Don't offend that group. You know what? If you're a fag, so what? I don't care if you're a fag. If you're fucking Negro, I don't care if you're black. If you're fucking Asian, I don't care if you're Asian. You need to fucking know the truth and sugarcoating, it's not helping
it you. It does not. Have you seen the new season of South Park?
I don't think I've seen any of it.
This entire new season is dealing with that.
The inequality shit?
Well, the PC aspect PC of shit. Life.
Yeah.
And like,
it's a joke. We can't we can't freaking do anything in public without worrying about offending somebody if you're that kind of person.
Exactly.
I don't sugarcoat shit, but I am a polite, nice, happy person to begin with, for real. I'll smile at a stranger and say, hey, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm not going to run up and be like, what's up, nigger?
Right.
Like, get off my street, you know?
No, fuck that.
Because that is rude.
It's ugly.
It's horrible. It's ugly, you know? But
like when I said fags. Like when I said fag. I like gay people. I have no problem with them.
It's the people that tell you you can't say a black person. Yes, the fuck I can.
No shit.
My friends are not from Africa.
Dude, I can say nigga.
Yeah.
I have friends that are funny? Like, I'm the nigga.
I heard some shit the other day where someone was referring to a British man as an African American. I'm like, I was like, do you not know how stupid that sounds? Like, he is a black man.
And he's British.
As much as I am a white man, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. I know Negro is a stupid term.
Yeah.
But, you know, when it comes... It's African-American is even stupid because they are just fucking Americans.
Exactly.
We're all Americans. We all fucking need to have the same equality. We gotta stop labeling people as colors and fucking creeds.
Yeah.
Because once you get beyond the fucking judgment of all that, there's so many more layers that you can start to see.
We're all pink and tender on the
inside. Exactly.
And delicious.
And it all tastes like chicken.
Yeah, for real. But yeah, man, I mean, everybody's up
fish in
arms.
In some sorts, Eli.
Because Trump says what he says. But you know what? He's brought attention to things that
the
no one
real
wants to talk
issues.
About.
Yeah. You know, and people are condescending him and giving him shit. Oh, I'm going to build a wall and I'm going to fucking da-da-da. Give me a break. How hard is it? China did it, he says, in the fucking last debate at the GOP debate on CNBC, which was hilarious because everybody was giving the moderators a hard time.
Yeah.
Because these moderators were dicks. They were asking such fucking biased questions to each candidate, belittling them.
Yeah.
You know, fucking, this is not an attack on these people. And a couple of the candidates even said, even and Trump included, you know, we're not trying to belittle each other. We're not trying to have any disrespect up here in this forum. You people are bringing this on as an attack, you know, as a boxing match. And we are here to talk about the things that matter.
It's a debate.
Exactly. We're here to talk about the goddamn budgets, the fucking foreign policy, the fucking immigration, the fucking economy, and all it. And the topic of the debate was your money, your vote. They didn't fucking talk about money for shit. They kept throwing rocks at each other. Like, so Ben Carson, what do you think? Don't you think this guy is, you know, wrong for that? Isn't he mean? Don't you think this is him throwing sticks at you? Well, no, I'm not here to attack anybody. I mean, I choose to run my campaign differently than some people, but blah, blah, blah. And that's kind of the consensus that everybody on that stage had.
He did attack.
Moderators were
he
fucks.
He did attack Jeb Bush, though, in that first
debate.
Yeah,
a little bit. Did you see Rubio and Jeb? Going on the second one here. Did you see the second one?
I did not.
All right. Rubio, what is his first name? Marco Rubio. And what was it? Jeb Bush. Because they're from Florida, they're constituents of each other. Like, Jeb Bush got Rubio his position in politics at his door, in his foot in the door. And he, when the moderator bashed Rubio, being like, people say that, you know, don't you like your job? Because you should show up to Congress for more than 3 days in a month, blah, 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 whatever. Or it was like 3 weeks out of a month, whatever. And Jeb Bush then later responded, because every time they mention a candidate, they get 30 seconds. So Jeb responded to something like, you know, what, do you hate your job? I mean, what's so hard about showing up to work?
Yeah.
I mean, why? Fuck, that was an attack. That was kind of like a dirty thing to say, dirty thing to do, because, I mean, he got him in the door. And now, because Rubio rebutted, like, well, Jeb, seriously, if you and I weren't on stage together here having this debate, you wouldn't even think that. You wouldn't say that one bit. But you're jealous, or your ego is hurt that I'm trying to take your limelight from Florida. And you know what? I think Rubio's really actually a smart cat. He's got a solid head on his shoulders, and he's a young guy. And the younger we can get a person in office, to me, in my opinion, the closer we are to changing things. Because the real change isn't going to start happening until our generations are running the fucking country. Because we know what we need to change. We know what we don't agree with. And we're all pretty much in a collective on it.
Yeah.
You know?
So this is kind of along the same lines. Friday was a fucking eventful day. Actually, Thursday and Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we had a show Friday, right?
Uh-huh.
And
is that why you're still a little hoarse? I hear a little bit of a hoarseness, but I thought it was from the whiskey last night.
No, I'm comfortable right now, though. Cool. So we had this show that we've known about for a while, and it was supposed to be like the first bands of Halloween, which is fucking stupid on its own, and I'll tell you why later. But we set this guy in my band, he set the show up, and, you know, not his fault, but sort of his fault. Didn't get all the details. Is that empty?
Didn't get all the details. Sorry, the beer. I had to have Eli give me a beer.
Pass the beer. So, apparently the guy that set the show up, he wanted his band to play at 12 o'clock midnight.
Uh-huh.
His band has been around for fucking 20 years. My band has not been around for 6 months. So tell me why.
What's this band's name?
Sugar Virus.
All right.
So. This, you know what? At the behest of having people fucking mad at me, Jason Virus, their singer, is a fucking dickhole, and he's retarded.
All right, Jason, fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you, you fuck.
Fucking retarded.
Anyways, so he wants us to play first when his band has been around this whole long time, and his argument was, well, that was the idea of the show. Then why the fuck was my band's name smaller on the flyer, you ass, if we were going to headline the shit?
Oh, it's an ego thing, man.
It is an ego thing. That's, he wanted to be the first band to play for Halloween because he's Mr. Halloween or whatever. What? Obviously doesn't know that Halloween is a Christian fucking holiday.
It's not, is it? I thought it was a pagan thing.
No, Halloween is the Christian fucking answer to the pagan holiday.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
For the
All Hallows Eve. Or for the fall solstice.
Yeah. Okay. And so, and not only is that stupid, because at 12 o'clock midnight on a fucking Friday, there are bands playing elsewhere.
Right.
You're not the first band.
No shit.
So we went round and around with this motherfucker all day from 4 o'clock Thursday till midnight when it got settled. And I was like, look, dude, I have to work Saturday, okay? My girlfriend's already not happy with me that at the beginning of our anniversary, because yesterday was mine and my girlfriend's 1 year anniversary.
A year. That's a fucking milestone, man. Congrats.
Thank you. She was already not happy that at 12 o'clock fucking midnight, the beginning of our anniversary, I'm going to be on stage.
Right.
You know? So this
where you'd rather be consummating that 1 year.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
So I was like, you know what, dude? Like, if you really can't understand why a band that's been around for 20 years, that it's ridiculous that you want us to play after you, if you can't understand that, then I don't know what to tell you, but we're not fucking doing it.
Right?
I was like, I don't even want to fucking play this show.
Did you tell him that?
Yes.
What did he say? Did he change his tune?
Yeah, he changed his tune. He was like, we'll flip a coin. I'm like, no, fuck you, and fuck your flipping a coin. This ain't shit that I just leave up to a coin flip, because that's stupid.
Well, I mean, things are planned out and set on a fucking schedule.
Yeah. And then, to make things worse, when we do play, we have to play in front of their banners and shit. So I told everyone not to even fucking take pictures of us. I was like, don't fucking take a picture with their
We don't want
to
share their name on stage. Yeah,
with
their
fucking sugar virus bullshit.
Fuck sugar virus. That's what we're going to call the title of this album.
Yeah.
I mean, this episode is fuck sugar virus.
Please.
We will. Fucking A. Fuck sugar virus.
Because, I mean, it's like, look,
anybody
man,
that does you guys wrong like that just isn't worth my fucking $5 cover. Totally.
Well, what I'm saying is if your band has not done anything in 20 years, you go through member after member after member.
Is it his band?
Yeah.
Sugar it's Virus. His band. Jason. What's his last name?
I don't know his actual last name, but he's Jason Virus on Facebook.
Gotcha.
And so.
What a fag.
So, if yeah, like if you can't fucking get your own band off the ground after 20 fucking years of doing this shit.
Give up, bitch.
Then
you
what
suck.
Do you know about running a show?
No shit. You need a manager,
so,
bitch.
So, regardless, we're never working with Jason again.
Jason Sugar Virus.
And I'll throw this out there. Three of my fucking best bros are in that band.
Yeah.
Can't stand it.
Really?
In fact, one of them said that that was his last show. Quit.
No shit.
Quit. When they got off stage, he's like, fuck you. I don't want anything to do with you anymore.
That's too bad. That's a fucking burnt bridge. And some things, you know, what sucks about it is, you put a lot of time into these bands, a lot of effort and a lot of energy, and you really blow off a lot of shit that you may want to do. And but, then you end up becoming like a fucking dysfunctional family with this band. And
but
then it's like
the
divorce.
The problem with Sugar Virus is they're not like my band. They're not like any other band you can really think of. All their members, with the exception of Jason, are fill-in members. That's all they are.
Gotcha. So he's the only static person in
the band. Yeah, he is the common denominator to all this shit that does not happen with his
so
band.
So why doesn't his band kick his ass out and get a lead singer and a guitarist?
And a better band, basically.
There you go.
But like, here, the
you
thing
don't fuck,
is...
I wouldn't want to fuck with somebody who has an ego.
And you know what?
Like
I didn't really want to call him out.
Well, I'm glad we did.
But you know what? Here's the thing. Fuck that guy. He's fucked over his own band before. These guys that help him out, he's fucked them over before.
Sounds
and
like
I've been there personally to watch it happen.
Sounds like a bullshit ordeal.
Yeah. Common denominator of fucking shit. So when we got on stage, our goal was all out war, all out chaos, and to make Jason not even want to get on stage after us.
So and we fucking blast wrecked away the fucking show.
Yes, we wrecked that fucking show. Awesome. Dude. It was awesome.
Nice. So he had a lot of fucking shoe space to fill when you got on stage.
Yes.
Keep that energy going. It's hard to do. Do you happen to have a Florida guy already picked out? Because it's at an hour. And
I
if you do. Okay, I was going to say
this is actually a Florida woman.
Okay, but hold on. Before we get to that, we're going to do this Florida story quick and wrap it up, but there's one thing I've been wanting to do since we started the show, and we had to let the beers warm up.
You want
to
chug a beer?
Yeah, I'm going to shotgun one. You're going to chug one. We're going to see who can down it faster. Then we'll have a little bragging rights to each other, all right? Sound like a plan? I could also find you a straw and tip it into that fucking bottle so you could bong a bottle of beer if you wanted.
No, I can do it out the can.
You think you want a shotgun or do you want to chug it?
I'm going to chug.
Okay, I'm
going to
chug. I
got this fucking cavity, man.
Oh, yeah, that sucks. Fucking cold sensitive?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sucks. That's why you open your throat and let it just go right down.
That's what she said.
All right, wait for me to shotgun hold this. Hold on, I gotta get this going. Let's play some rock music while we shotgun our beers, then we'll do the Florida shit.
All right.
Ready?
Yes.
All right, here's some tunage. We gotta pump a hole in this fucking can quick. 3, 2, 1. Oh, I got splattered a little bit. That's what happens when you shotgun beers, you make messes. But I will tell you this. I'm making a big enough hole where this bitch is gonna just guzzle right down. Now, if you've never shotgunned a beer, or if you do it the wrong way, I'm going to have to tell you how to do it right now, all right? The way people do it a lot of times is they'll pop a hole in the beer, like, kind of right on the bottom of it, and then they'll go to crack the fucker, like, while it's... They'll just poke the hole in it wrong. What you want to do is find the lip of the can, right? And the opening where you pop the top, the hole, you want to fucking bust the hole at the bottom of the can... While it's on its side, right on that same mouth hole side.
Under the mouth hole.
Under the mouth hole. And you want to make it basically pretty big so that, of course, it doesn't gurgle when it's trying to fall out the hole when you pop the top. So I've got about, what is that, about an inch?
That's...
Close to an inch.
Yeah. Almost a quarter sized. Yeah.
So I'm going to just put it up to my mouth horizontally. At the same time, Eli's going to put his lip of his can to his mouth. And I'm going to pop the top and tip it. And as soon as I pop the top and tip it, he's going to start chugging. And we're going to see who can do this faster.
Cheers, fuckers.
3, 2, 1, bitch. Yeah, my can hitting the floor.
That's yours. Good job. Gets you a black, man.
All right, that was awesome. Thanks for entertaining my
yeah, man.
My idea.
You guys,
I kicked the shit out of him. I think I downed that beer in exactly like 4 seconds.
We're going to give you guys some links, and we're going to go on this Florida Man, and we're going to fuck off into this rainy middle Georgia day.
Supposed to be a monsoon flash flooding coming our way. It's going to be like 7 inches of rain up towards Atlanta.
It's been fucking Seattle here all day, basically. Yeah. So
very misty, very rainy weather. Yeah. Kind of cool. I'm digging the temps.
Yeah. All right. I love this shit.
On with this shit, dude. This is what we're all about. See this shit right here.
You're listening to Smack Mouth Podcast.
You should have farted in that fucking microphone.
Dumb Florida criminals! I farted in the microphone last week. You didn't hear it.
I didn't hear it.
I didn't either. I listened to the episode.
That sucked. So, I mean, next time you've got one built up, hold it in for a little while so it really festers in there. And
you
then
know what?
Pop it out.
You have no clue what this story is. I'm going to let you read it.
All right. You think I'm going to have a problem reading it because I haven't pre-read it?
No, I think it would be funnier that way.
Is that a mugshot?
Yeah.
That's a mugshot. Okay. I can already tell this is going to be a good one. On October 9th, Angelic Valet strutted into the Johnny Rockets on Ocean Drive, topless and laughing. That's when things really got crazy, as witnesses filmed the 22-year-old from Kendall then united her bikini, or untied her bikini, sorry, I'm a little drunk. So this chick untied her bikini, bottom, and placed the steel chair leg into her butt. As one later described it to police, that's when Johnny Rockets manager Karen Castillo told police the patrons started running out and men swarmed around her.
Oh, of course. Let's look at this butthole.
Hey, it's a free show.
Yeah.
It's almost like a donkey show, only it's a stool.
Get the hot sriracha sauce.
Oh, youch. Video of the incident went viral on World Star Hip Hop, so you can check that out and go get the video. Watch her butt fuck this bar stool.
World Star!
Watch her butt fuck the bar stool. Hey, how do you get 4 queers on 1 bar stool?
No idea.
Turn the fucker upside down, man.
Nice. Hey, I get it.
Cha-cha-cha. So, all right. Tons of guys came in, and now, 2 weeks later, Valet's been arrested on charges of the incident of exposure, of indecent exposure, lewd and lascivious behavior, rather. Sorry, dude. Like I said, I had a couple of drinks. lewd and lascivious behavior. Also, disorderly conduct. And police are looking for one of the men in the video who could face his own charges for touching her in public. So, as for Valet, she seems unfazed and even seems to confess to the incident on Instagram where, yes, she appears to still be naked. So, here's a comment from somebody. He said, oh, is this from her? Or this is the writer. I don't know. I said, this shit was fun. Now that I remember it. Oh, this was her. She's quoting. She's saying, this shit was fun. Now that I remember it, Valet says, looking into the camera, take me to jail. But it was fun. Everybody looked like they were having a good time.
Didn't she cover herself with ketchup? That's in the headline.
Oh, really? It didn't say that in the article, did it? No, it didn't. Naked woman covered in ketchup arrested for inciting a riot in Miami Beach.
Nice.
Yeah.
A sex bukkake riot.
That's a pretty good find. I would have to say that's a great story.
I dig it.
Yeah, me too. So, all right. Smackmouth Podcast. At gmail.com, twitter.com/smackmouthpod,
facebook.com/smackmouth. Yes, just smackmouth. You guys can search for us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Podomatic. We're going to fucking rock this shit. And we'll see you guys next week. We're going to
episode 13 already.
Episode 13.
That's crazy shit.
We're going to record that one earlier in the week.
So maybe we'll have it up Saturday. So you'll have all weekend to just chill around, maybe drink, wake and bake, listen to your coffee, drink your coffee, listen to the podcast.
Yeah, for real. You guys deliver some pizza, listen to the podcast.
Hell yeah.
Like your boy. Yeah. Hey, I won't be doing that for much longer.
What's that?
Geico, son.
Oh, I'm going to get the job?
Yeah.
Fucking congrats, man.
So fuck yes. Money rolling in. Going to get a fucking new microphone, and we're gonna set up a live feed. We're gonna rock this shit, dude.
We'll rock this shit. A live feed will be. That was fair, dude. Your pussy burps are growing.
Oh, that's these beer, man. Yeah.
Beer gives you a better burp than a water for sure.
I feel you.
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna have to drink some more on this show more often. This
makes it interesting. Yeah, it does. It lubes you up.
started off as a little bit of, you know, a way to kick the hang.
Yeah.
But now it's
I mean, Eli came over here still drunk on a bottle of whiskey, so you need a little hair of the dog. I offered he had, so sure, let's do it.
Fuck yeah. You guys, we'll see y'all next week.
You bet. Episode 12 is a wrap.